Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing a viral story from over the weekend. Chip and Joanna Gaines have publicly apostatized. They have come out with a TV show that is gay propaganda. And this is a major development because they have a reputation for being entrepreneurs, reality TV stars, and also Christians. And only two of these things is really true, because they are renouncing the faith publicly with their support for homosexuality. So here's the thing that we got to understand, is this is not a new development. It's not like this, they've never been gay affirming in the past. But here's the thing, they did not hide their views from the gays. They hid their views from the Christians. They didn't just announce it to the church. Hey, this is what we believe. We, you know, what God calls evil, we are calling good now, and we're all cool, right? They haven't done that. But now they have done that with their latest television project that is promoting gay propaganda. So what is significant about this is because the homosexual movement and normalizing homosexuality in the United States, I would say that television did pretty much most of the work here. Television did to normalize it. Whether it be Will and Grace, which is, I guess, a sitcom that I've never heard anyone reference other than for this issue, or MTV dating shows, stuff like that. So homosexuality being normalized, I'd say television was the main factor that did it, not even movies or books or other forms of literature. I think it's television that was really the predominant normalization strategy for this movement. And here are Chip and Joanna Gaines furthering the propaganda that got the culture here in the first place. So we're going to dive into this story, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over our Patreon-like system that's linked in the description below. We also have a free newsletter that's linked in the description below, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, again, a lot of Christian ministries compromise on homosexuality and certainly homosexual desires, but not here. So definitely another reason to subscribe. So this is a television series, and it's called Back to the Frontier. It's not exactly an original concept because I believe a British version of this show has kind of already existed. And the idea is that these families compete in a competition to see who can live in the pioneer days, I guess the longest or the best or whatever. I don't know what the rules are, and I don't really care because this is not my cup of tea as far as entertainment goes. And Chip Gaines advertises as, y'all are going to love this show, social experiment plus family time well spent. So he promoted gay propaganda as a social experiment, and that is what we call a euphemism and not even a good fun euphemism either. And this post got heavily ratioed, 1.4 million views, 283 likes, and 2,600 comments. Even my post ratioed Chip Gaines. So, you know, I did my part. So, other words, this is a little clip from the show. We're going to play it at 1.25 speed to maybe get around the YouTube copyright. So, here we go. It's 39 seconds.
Arriving.
Cringe warning.
For the ultimate digital detox.
Oh, look at this.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Our Dallas-based dads, the Hannah Riggs.
All of your tech here, phones, devices.
Okay. What's first? No more work. No more emails. No more pings. No more bings everywhere we go. Are you guys ready to get rid of these devices?
So, reminder, the premise of this show is to take place in the late 1800s, and you know what would have happened to these guys in the late 1800s? They, you know, it ends with rope. That's what would have happened. And there would have been hymnals sung during this event, at least if it was executed, you know, by a court of law. So anyway, there would have been hymnals, you know, like in True Grit. So anyway.
No.
Ultimate realism.
Alexa,
here.
Good morning. I'm Jason Hanna.
So you saw in that clip, they showed a picture of the family as they call it. And again, they're already grooming these children to be gay. And I've talked about this maybe on the live stream, I forget. But I've definitely talked about there are a number of children that you can just tell they're being raised to go down a certain path. Like, they're being raised into it by their parents. Anyway.
My name is Joe Riggs. We have our twin boys, Ethan and Lucas, that are 10 years old.
So, yeah, another gay couple with twin boys that they bought or whatever, however they got them. It's interesting how overwhelming majority of the time it's two boys at once. And that's what the rich gays do. So Chip Gaines has responded, and his response is to double down, unsurprising but disappointing nonetheless. He says, talk, ask questions, listen, and maybe even learn. Too much to ask of modern American Christian culture. Judge first, understand later / never. It's a sad Sunday when non-believers have never been confronted with hate or vitriol until they are introduced to a modern American Christian. So his response has been to attack the church. The church is the problem when I have adopted the views of the world. Of course, they're not going to understand, you know, God's hatred of sin when the world is affirming this sin. Like, it's a rule of the zeitgeist, and a lot of Christians even compromise on how much tolerance for the sin should there be. And a lot of Christians even fail with that. Like, some Christians think it should be legal. For instance, that's a compromise. That's a compromise on God's word. No Christian before World War II really thought that that should be legal. So Chip Gaines, with a huge compromise, because he is going full Methodist here, and he's blaming Christians. He's saying that we're, you know, the judge first thing. Again, he doesn't understand that passage, because that passage, if you are judging according to God's standard, you're not in violation of that passage. Because God's standard is, you know, we all go to hell for our sins. We are punished for our sins, lest we have the forgiveness of Christ. That is the standard of God. So if you're judging according to that standard, you are not in violation of the Bible here. It's when you are judging according to your own standard, you will also be measured against your own standard. In the divine, all-powerful judgment of God, he is able to render a just sentence for someone who judges others according to their own standard and does not live up to their own standard. He's able to punish you accordingly. So with that said, Chip Gaines doubled down on this. And this is not a new development for the Gaineses. So this is Megan Basham. She's done a lot of reporting on it. And some people have actually gone out of their way to denounce this, like the American Family Association. I'm going to find another post by Megan Basham, because she also pointed out that these guys have a compromise in their relationships, which led to this. She says, so after hearing from multiple sources that Chip Gaines and Joanna Gaines have a close professional and personal ties to a strange polyamory arrangement, that's like an orgy relationship, it's what we call those in more biblical terms, in which a husband and a father brought another man into the home, and now they are now together while the wife remains to raise the four children. It's true. She corrects it and says it's five children and four are adopted. So that's the type of people that they associate with. The man in question is Billy Jack Bronner, a Magnolia photographer. Magnolia is their network, is what they call their like productions team, or like their television company, I guess. I am told that the Gaineses did not rebuke the situation, but instead have affirmed Billy Jack in his choices. What she's pointing out is that the Gaineses are all about affirming homosexuality, because one of their key producers, one of the people that works with them, is in a homosexual relationship. So what she also points out is that a response to, you know, Joanna Gaines affirming homosexuality with the social media post on Billie Jack Bronner's Instagram. So she's very supportive. They have like a throuple situation, which I was told was a slippery slope that, you know, and that the slippery slope was a fallacy. But nevertheless, it remains true. It's not a fallacy because that's how human nature works when you remove limiting principles. So this is what apostasy looks like. They are renouncing Christ and they are affirming sin. They are loving sin. And these relationships always compromise you, or they tend to compromise you. They don't always compromise you, but people, and you got to stay strong with these relationships that are compromising in nature. That's why I think the biblical solution is to cut off the relationship, because it is a tool which Satan regularly uses to compromise the brethren. That is because 100% of the time, it seems, the person who is compromised on homosexuality, who may not have always been compromised, suddenly became compromised because either they are gay or they have a close connection with someone who is. And obviously, if it's the former, it's also the latter by literal extension. So we got to be mindful of our relationships because they can be weaknesses for Satan. And we also really just got to call out celebrity nonsense like this. This show needs to go under the category of go woke, go broke. And we need to, you know, the term chimp out comes to mind. And yes, Christians should be chimping out on Chip Gaines because he is becoming an apostate before our eyes. And that is sad to see, because it would be nice to have Christian celebrities like that. We had Phil Robertson. He died recently. And Phil Robertson stood his ground when the woke mob came after him. He did not surrender. Chip and Joanna Gaines came after these events with Phil Robertson standing his ground to cancel culture and the woke mob. And yet, they didn't have to get the mob to come after them. They just willingly joined the other side. And it's pathetic. It's kind of like The Chosen having gay flags on their set. They didn't have to do that. They chose to do that. They chose to allow it. And they didn't have to. And thus they compromised. And I think the gay flags on The Chosen were emblematic of a lot of other problems going on there. But nevertheless, compromise comes for, especially the Christians in the entertainment industry, it seems. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you're new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.